Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I recognize that name. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason, thank you for engineering today. You do a great job. Lindley's with us. Direct from and live in California. Welcome, Lindley.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
I'm just watching Rome burn. I just the more I read, the more disheartened I get. I mean, the lies, just nonstop lies from the government. Misrepresentations. I mean, how is anybody supposed to do anything? How is anybody supposed to plan? For years I've been teaching about the tax code and how you can avoid paying taxes. And the way you avoid paying taxes is you read the rule book. And the rule book is, the condensed version is available online. It's called Publication 17. So it's a couple hundred pages of what you will do according to the IRS. And so they say that you can use your home for business purposes, a portion of your home, and you can deduct it. The problem is they change the tax code every year. So the only thing that you really know for sure is last year's tax code. So you can read that, and then all year long you plan based on what the tax code was last year. And then they change it every year. And now it's getting worse. I mean, if Jumpin' Joe has decided that he wants to track transactions, bank transactions. Now, this hasn't happened yet as far as I know, but he wants to do this. And it used to be that, well, there's suspicious things that people do with money. Like they may take some money out of their account in cash. And it's like, what are you going to do with that money, boy? What are you going to do with that money, girl? Now, in my case, I want to buy a hay mower. And it might cost $8,500, it might cost $10,000, it might cost $4,500, and I don't know. It would be a used one. Now, the reason I would buy that is because I'm in the farming business. We raise cows, and cows need to eat during the winter, so I need to have hay equipment that works. And sometimes it breaks, and hay is rough on tractors, rakes, mowers, everything you can think of. It's really rough because it's hot, it's heavy. It's sticky, it's dusty, everything is tough. So I want to make sure I have enough equipment to get through the season so our cows don't starve during the winter. Well, in order to do that, I need to buy a hay mower, a spare, or another one for parts. And the guy that I want to buy it from absolutely will not take a check. Why would he? He doesn't even know me. Why would he take a check from me, if I live 300 miles away? Why would he take a check? So if I go to the bank and say, I'm going to need to have some cash, the bank looks at me as, is that a suspicious thing that I'm doing? Why do I need cash? I mean, do I go through the discussion of, well, the guy I want to buy a mower from doesn't think my checks are any good. And he doesn't take credit cards. He's just another guy, just like me. I'm not going to take somebody's credit card, and I'm not going to take somebody's check. So now the government wants to track. It used to be, if the transaction was more than $10,000 or more, it got reported by your bank to the feds. Joe wants it to be, the threshold to be $600. I don't know if you've ever filled your tank recently. You know, if you have a pickup truck, you're looking at $100 to fill up a pickup truck in just gasoline. So now you only have $500 left. So what I'm saying is these guys want to know everything about everything we do. And it's an insidious behavior, and I resent it. Lindley?
Oh, I hear you. I feel that there's no reason to give your money to these crooks who just make money off of my money, so I keep no money in the bank. I don't believe in banks.
Good for you. Good for you. And I'm getting to that very, very point. And we talked about how the debt ceiling needs to be raised if the government wants to keep up its reckless spending, which means that the government, the federal government, wants to borrow more money. And Congress has to say, okay, y'all can just go spend more money, but we'll have to authorize it. The fiscal year begins October 1 for the federal government. So the day before that, if they don't raise the debt ceiling, they won't be able to spend very much money. And that impacts Social Security payments, as well as veterans' benefits, etc. So if they don't raise the debt ceiling, they'll be rioting. Because if they stop Social Security payments, you know, the people who live on Social Security, they'll say, well, I have a fixed income. I live on Social Security. So if they don't get Social Security payments, they'll lose their house, the car. They won't be able to pay the rent, buy medicine, electricity, gas, you know, all those things, insurance. It's all going to stop. So Congress is really between a rock and a hard place. But they always do it. They always raise the debt ceiling, and that means they print more money, and that means inflation. Inflation's pretty high right now. And unemployment's really high right now. They say it's like 5.4% unemployment. That's ridiculous. It's more like 20%, 25% maybe.
Nobody and, wants to work. They're getting free money.
Right, right. And if you want to try an experiment, class, an exercise in futility, try to buy some paper towels or toilet paper right now. Well, after class. We don't want you to leave class to go buy toilet paper. But if you go to Sam's Club, the good stuff, the Scott's 1,100-sheet roll, which used to be a 1,000-sheet roll, limit one. It means you can buy one.
Ooh.
If you want to buy paper towels like, you know, Bounty, Brawny, you know, that style, I'm not recommending those brands, but if you want to buy that style of kitchen paper towels, you know, we use them in our automotive shop, we use them on the farm, we use them all over. I mean, we don't waste them. We reuse them until they're shredded, but unless there's a sanitary issue that would prevent us from reusing them. But, you know, we check the oil with a dipstick, we reuse that paper towel, and we reuse it and reuse it and reuse it until we can't anymore. But anyway, paper towels, out of stock. Sam's Club, out of stock. And Costco is rationing them right now.
Yeah.
Right now. Now, how did this happen? Did we run out of rainforest to mow down? Is that it? We cut down the last tree? Is that what it is? Well, it seems like the truckers don't want to drive, and I don't blame them. All the things that people do to the truckers, they spit on them, they treat them like they carry diseases. You know, they bring diseases from one place to another. That's what people think. So, who wants to be a truck driver today? There's a shortage of truck drivers. There's a shortage of knowledgeable mechanics. There's a shortage of people who want to actually do physical work. Now, plenty of people who are willing to push the mouse and click keys. Well, I don't really consider that work. It might be stressful because the boss is saying, click more keys, push that mouse faster. But is it really work? No, I don't think so. Lindley?
Well, I don't know what to say, but the whole cash thing, can we just go back to the cash?
I've
been
absolutely
traveling a bit lately.
Sure.
And I'm trying to pay cash whenever I can, but not everybody takes it, right? So we're really going to a cashless society, and it's very upsetting. I feel like I'm being spied on, you know, it's like we're being spied on and tracked wherever we go.
All right, let's talk about cash. What does cash do? Cash does a lot of things simultaneously. One, cash is anonymous. Okay, I mean, unless you want to say, my name is Joe Dokes, and here is a $100 bill to buy that bench grinder. Other than that, it's anonymous, right? That's what cash is all about. And also, cash settles that debt immediately. Right then and there, it is settled. Now, that's completely different from a credit card, because the debt using when you use a credit card is not immediately settled. It's settled, you know, when you get your statement and you send the credit card bank a check. That's when it's settled, or you transfer funds to cover the expenditures of your credit card statement or debt. So credit cards postpone the settlement of the debt. Cash settles the debt right then and there. And I've been teaching something called Max's Law. And it's really simple. In class, you should use this Max's Law whenever you have a transaction. And here it is, if you can. And as Lindley said, you can't always use cash. And that's correct. So Max's Law is buy the best, pay cash, and take delivery. So if you buy the best, you're not going to say, shoot, I could have gotten a better one. I got this cheesy one instead. I should have spent a little bit more. I could have gotten a real good one. Okay, so buy the best. Now, that doesn't mean Rolls Royce. It doesn't mean Jaguar. It means the best value of whatever it is. Okay, if we're going to buy hay for our cows, and we can buy a roll of hay for $30 and it's full of weeds, or we can spend $35 and get a roll of hay that doesn't have weeds, and we unroll that hay in the wintertime, and the weeds have seeds, and the seeds seed our fields, and then in the spring and summer, we have a field of weeds. So would it be beneficial to save the $5 and get the roll of hay that has weeds and seeds in it? I don't think so. It'd be better to buy a better quality bale of hay. So it's not just the Jaguar or the Rolls Royce or the Bentley. It applies to everything. So you buy the best value. You pay cash, which settles the debt immediately. Nobody owes anybody anything when you pay cash. And you take delivery. So you can buy the hay and you can say, I'll tell you what, it's okay if I just leave this 100 rolls of hay here in your field? Would that be okay? I'll get it this winter. Is it possible that that guy can resell your hay to somebody else and say, I don't know what happened to the hay. It's gone. Gee. So now whose problem is it? Well, it's yours because you didn't take delivery. Buy the best, pay cash, and take delivery. And I'm in a terrible situation right now. I bought some salt, 4,000 pounds of salt for the cows. Comes in 50-pound blocks. But my trailer that I use for hauling salt won't hold 4,000 pounds. It'll hold, 3,000. So I paid for it, and I have to go pick it up today. I didn't like doing that. I didn't like paying for it and then going and pick it up, the next day. I don't like that. Because that salt could be gone. Somebody could say, oh, yeah, we got a pallet of salt in the back. Yeah, sure. And then they can't get any more. Now what do you do? And then the store says, well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, we feel terrible about it, so we'll just give you your money back. That doesn't help the cows who need the salt to live, right? So, Lindley, buy the best, pay cash, take delivery, Max's Law. Any comments?
I'm looking up Max's Law right now. well, I can't really relate to your hay analogy too much.
You will.
But kind of going back to the toilet paper thing, I've been going to Costco lately. Yeah. There is no toilet paper. Oh. So obviously people are panicking. Right?
Absolutely. And they should be.
Yeah.
And they absolutely should be.
Yeah, and I've gone every day. They told me every day it's sold immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. That's because someone got up a little bit earlier or got there a little bit earlier or didn't get stopped by the red light that you got stopped by. Yeah, that's exactly right. Lindley and I'll be right back.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah. I've got a question for Lindley. Lindley, you don't have to answer this if you don't want to. But I was thinking during the break. You've been with us a few months now, and you've been in California all your life. Has your association with USA Prepares and the faculty, has that been better or worse for you? Have we really messed up your life, or have we improved it? Now, I'm being serious, but you don't have to answer if you don't want to.
You're being serious, but you already know the answer. You know, it's rocked my world. Yeah, no, everything. Actually, I can kind of see a bigger picture, you know, and hearing from Rich and Norm Shealy and Gwyneth and just hearing all of you speak has, really kind of made my world bigger. And, you know, being able to get out of California, I'll tell you, I didn't even realize how different California is than the rest of the world here. Wow. Yeah.
I'd like to address that. So we came from Virginia. And there are a lot of blue bloods in Virginia. They were the originals who came over and settled Jamestown. And, they have family names that are really strong and robust, at least in terms of the phone book. So if you look up some of their names, there's a lot of them, okay? A lot of we'll just use the name Dokes. That's not in the phone book as I remember. But, the Dokes family, right? I'm thinking of Joe Dokes, which is just a term for just anybody, okay? So you were to look up Doakes, you'd see page after page after page of Doakes family phone numbers. And there's a whole bunch of different family names. And they're dominant. And, you know, you might see one Finelli, if we were in the phone book at all, okay? So what happens is they moved in and settled there. And no one wants to leave because, well, their kin lives there. So even though they're, you know, they hate some of their own kin, no one's going to leave because they're all related. Seriously. So they don't know what the outside world is really like. I had a student, and I was asking students, so what do you want to do and where do you want to work? And these are my high school students. And one guy said he can't wait to go to New York City. And I said, have you lost your mind? you're living in God's country. This is heaven here. You're in the middle of nowhere, and you want to go to a crime-infested, disease-ridden, city? Are you serious? And he thought, well, he could make $100,000 a year starting out, knowing nothing. So it's based on your reference point. Okay, he had never been to New York City, and a lot of my students from Virginia had never been out of the state. Literally, some had never been to a restaurant. So I took them out of the state and took them out to eat at a restaurant, so they would have that experience, and I paid for it because I thought they needed it. So I'm so glad that you did that. I'm so glad that you left, or you're leaving, or trying to leave California. And so what are your goals? I mean, what do you see at the end of this travel? Is it off grid? Is it a farm? Is it suburbia? What is it?
Well, I need to be near people because I like people. I like good people, good friendly people. I don't get much of that at home, or as much as I think there should be. I would love some animals. For sure, smaller animals. I absolutely have to have a flower garden and a vegetable garden. That's where I love to be. And I would like to meet some people, you know. It's tough meeting people at home because most people don't think like you. You know, and at this point I feel like I know every conservative around me.
Okay, do those conservatives who are around you, do they have gardens? Do they grow their own food? Do they, buy a side of beef and put it in the freezer? Or do they just shop at the local supermarket, you know, three times a week?
Well, you know, we don't have as many options as all of you do. You know, we don't have the land. We certainly can't have the animals on our small amount of land. So we're forced into the, you know, capital world.
All right, we'll be right back. Yeah, we'll be right back.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former Trump administration officials have been issued subpoenas to appear before the committee that's investigating the January 6th riot. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has been issued a subpoena by the House Select Committee investigating January 6th. Former Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino, former Defense Department official Kash Patel, and former White House advisor Steve Bannon are being instructed to produce materials and come to depositions next month. Committee members have indicated they want to know more about meetings with former President Trump in the days leading up to the violent Capitol breach that disrupted the counting of the Electoral College. One person is dead and a dozen others have been injured in Collierville, Tennessee. Police say a gunman opened fire inside a Kroger supermarket. The suspect is also dead by an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When mainstream media blocked the Hunter Biden laptop story, democracy died a little. And now that we have learned that the New York Post story just before the 2020 election is the real deal, Pennsylvania Congressman Guy Reschenthaler tells Newsmax he believes the story would have changed American minds on a Biden presidency.
The hypocrisy here is just so rich. The fact that you had a New York Post article, the New York Post being the oldest newspaper in the United States, the fact that big tech and the mainstream media censored this Hunter Biden laptop story, the fact that elected officials like myself were shadow banned for posting this story. And then here it turns out the whole time we were the ones that were correct. It was the New York Post. It was the conservative media that was out front on this, actually getting to the bottom of this story and reporting accurate news. You know, polling shows that after the election, there was a large swath of the Democrat voter who did not know about the Hunter Biden story. And what is even worse is polling shows that a number of those Democrats would have changed their vote to President Trump, which would have reversed the election or it would have changed course of the election in places like Arizona, Pennsylvania, and other swing states. And now we have a situation where Joe Biden is now president. And to my knowledge, Hunter Biden still has the management of a billion-dollar hedge fund from China.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Fennelly's with us in California. And as Rich Sheban has been mentioning for a long time, Americans are waking up. The only problem is they're waking up to no toilet paper. They're waking up to no paper towels. They're waking up to no tires for their vehicle in the size that they need. And if you listen to the bottom of the hour news, USA Radio News, they're taking swipes at the corrupt Washington, D.C. cartel. So now even the news is joining us in the fight to take back America. Yes. Lindley?
Well, I sure would like for them to be fighting for us in California. We are really, really struggling. You know, can we talk a little bit about the recall?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'd like to just tell you a little bit about my experience. I started canvassing for the recall in, I think it was last year, early last year. It was about March of 2020. Anyways, it was one of the largest, if not the largest, recall in the nation. And, you know, we definitely had the people. We voted Newsom out for sure. We all knew that they were going to cheat, of course. Dominion machines were used. Okay, I went and I went to watch at the Registrar of Voters the day before, so September 13th, the day before the last day to vote. Well, at least in the normal state. I guess in California you can maybe vote for 60 more days. But point being, the recall wasn't even over. The voting wasn't even over, and Larry Elder is already conceding. And anyways, let me go back to the Registrar of Voters. Okay, so what I saw was, and I took pictures of everything, they had Sharpies and only Sharpies in all of the voting booths. I witnessed one of the adjudicators press a button. Press two buttons. She had to go between two buttons to maybe accept what was coming up on her screen. Then she'd look at it, analyze it, and then press the next button onto the next screen. She was pressing that button, or those two buttons, so fast you could not possibly see what she was looking at. And I was right behind her. So that was very suspicious because she was not looking at what she was doing. She was just accepting everything. Also, we went and watched those checking the signatures. They were out to lunch, and they actually were not really there for about 2 weeks. So I don't know who was checking the signatures because they were out to lunch, literally. And I'm not the only one who saw that, of course. Let's see. Okay, then we also walked over to where they were flattening the ballots. And everybody had all their bags nearby, right under their, right at their feet were all their bags, right? Their purses, whatever the heck they brought to work that day. And I felt that was a little suspicious since, of course, anything can be stuffed in those bags. So I just feel like, you know, along with the Dominion machine, you know, we have enough evidence now. But, of course, it's going to take time to now audit and do all that. And I really feel it's important to mention that Larry Elder completely failed California. I don't even know if he's a man. Maybe he's trans because, you know, he sure had a problem when a friend of mine asked the first question when we got to see Elder at Calvary Church in San Jose. He came and spoke to us. First, he was late, totally late. Then, when he came on, he told us the same story that he repeats, obviously, must have this little monologue memorized. Same thing, I'm sure you've heard it, about his dad and the whole thing, okay? We already knew about him. We didn't need to know about him anymore. We wanted to know what he was going to do for California. All he did for about 15, maybe 20 minutes was tell us everything we already know about California and what's wrong with it, okay? Then, when he finally stopped regurgitating what everyone knows, he then told us that we could answer a few questions or ask a few questions. And the first question asked was near and dear to me, and that was, so, Larry, what do you think about boys identifying as girls and going into the girls' bathroom? And you know what he said to that? That's not really important right now. We have bigger things to talk about. And he just shut her down. He didn't even answer. He didn't even say anything. Shame on him. Then he, like I said, he only answered a few questions. Oh, I know. Then someone asked, we want you to expand on that, what you said where Biden won fair and square. He did not answer that. He went around and around and around. And finally, someone stood up in that church and called him out and yelled at him, you're not answering the question. It was interesting how that one went down. But he definitely got it from the audience after going around that question. Then he pretty much just escaped. He all of a sudden had to go somewhere. So he just disappeared. And then we know the night of the election, he concedes and the votes aren't even all in. So we were bamboozled. He's not working for us. He is part of them. And shame on him. He wears a fancy friggin' coat, jacket, suit. And I don't care about how his life was, because that guy, I don't know if he's man enough to do anything for this country. So I'm glad he didn't win, because who knows where we would be. We'd probably be right where he is. But we got a lot of work ahead of us, and I don't know what the answers are, because, you know, it's how do you fight a tyrant? I don't know. I can think of one good way to fight a tyrant, and we're not doing that. So hopefully enough good people will come to our aid who have the power to actually make the changes.
Mm-hmm. You know, Lawrence Allen Elder, Larry Elder, went to Brown University. He has a bachelor's of arts. He went to the University of Michigan, and he has his Juris Doctorate. That means he's a lawyer. So if you look at Larry Elder and you go to, let's say, just a couple words about his occupation, it would be attorney, writer, and radio show host. And I've said this, I've been talking around it, but I really haven't come out and said it, so I'll just come out and say it. I have very little respect for talk show hosts. Very little respect. And I know a guy who was getting business cards, and we were in the printer's shop. This was in another state, and he's a talk show host. And he was so he told the guy, okay, I want my name on there, and I wanted to say talk show host. And I looked at him, talk show host? Really? That's what you want people to think you are? Okay. Yeah, I want people to think I'm a talk show host. I don't have business cards. And I don't consider myself a talk show host. I consider myself a broadcaster and an educator and an instructor. That's what I am. I am not a radio show host. Larry Elder is. So how can you really expect a person who is a radio show host to be a governor of a very, very large state in the United States? How could you expect that? Now, I know you were for him, because the alternative was terrible. The guy is already in office, Gavin Newsom. Terrible. So it's like, which one of these lousy guys are we gonna have? And the problem is, we haven't had a good governor or a good president in a very, very long time. And when we do get one that's pretty good, they get assassinated. And I'm not talking about Abraham Springsteen Lincoln. I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Now, he was a womanizer. He was a philanderer. He had a lot of deficits. But he did want to straighten out the monetary supply. And he was America first. He didn't sell us out like the plagiarist does and did. You know, the plagiarist family is dysfunctional. So we have a dysfunctional family at the head of corporate USA. We've been saying this for a long time. And if you heard the bottom of the hour news that just was released, Democrats didn't know that Hunter Biden was a criminal. They didn't know that he was a drug addict and he was hanging out with whores and prostitutes. They didn't know that. Now, do you think that the whoring and the prostitution that Hunter Biden's involved in, you think that that might be used as leverage to blackmail the president? Obviously. Obviously, it could be and probably was. And that kind of explains where we are. And back to Lawrence Allen Elder, he conceded immediately. I couldn't believe it either. And I was thinking about that. Did someone say, hey, Larry, listen, I'll tell you what, you know, if the next thing that could happen will take your breath away. So we suggest that if you want to keep breathing, maybe you ought to just back off and just admit defeat and save everybody a lot of problems. Who knows what the vote really is, okay, or was. But maybe they just threatened him, and he just is weak. And he said, okay, yeah. I get it. I'd rather continue breathing rather than not continue breathing. So I'll just back off. And what happened to him? Didn't he just disappear? Lindley, didn't he just disappear?
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. I think he's done. Mm-hmm. At least he is in California.
I've seen.
Want him back.
I've seen people making these, you know, stump speeches, and you're absolutely right. They show up, they're late, they keep everybody waiting, they regurgitate the same thing that they just regurgitated at the previous stop and the previous stop and the previous stop, and they smile and glad hand and wave, and then they leave. And some people say, well, that was great. That was great. Like, what does the Queen do? What is she best at? Waving. She waves. What do her boys do? They wave. They're celebrities. They're not governors. They're celebrities. And we don't need any more celebrities. Ronald Reagan was pretty good, but he'd fall asleep a lot. He'd fall asleep, but he had pretty good advisors, and he surrounded himself with people who... had the best interest of the country at heart, most of the time. But we're very, very, very far from that. And
I would consider these people entertainers, right, to distract us.
Okay, right? that's a very good term. I'm with you on that. That's a really good term, entertainers. And the media is complicit by pumping these people up. I mean, how many different ways can they photograph Kim Kardashian bending over? How many different ways? Well, obviously, we didn't get all the photographs yet because they keep taking pictures. That's what they do. I don't know how dumb we've gotten, but it's pretty dumb if we just think that that's important stuff. You know, these Hollywood people. And, of course, Harry and Meghan. Complete idiots. Okay, we'll be right back.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I won the lottery during the break. I was able to buy some paper towels. They were out of them, out of them, out of them, out of them. And I was just able to get one package of paper towels for the farm. Feel really good. It's like winning the lottery. Lindley, what else would you like to talk about?
Let's talk a little bit about COVID contact tracing. I sent you a little audio.
Yeah. Yeah, I listened to it. Yes, please share that with the class.
Okay, so at least in my little town, it seems that Antifa, I'll call them, or Black Lives Matter, or all those guys, they're really infiltrating our little town. They are now, we think, because we're trying to make sense of this story, but the two hostesses at a very nice restaurant in town told us upon asking for a table a couple weekends ago that they needed our phone number for, quote, COVID contact tracing, quote, and to which I inquired a little bit more. And then I said, okay, so I gave them my ex-boyfriend's phone number. And they told, we sat down. My friend said, let's get out of here. And I said, oh, no, let's do a little more investigation. So I turned on my recorder, my audio recorder, voice recorder, and I asked for the manager. And I then proceeded to interview people on the outside dining patio who were sitting around us and asked them if they had been asked for their phone number for the contact tracing. And two guys didn't even want to answer the question, but eventually they realized it was okay to tell the truth. So they said yes. And then another couple, a young couple with a baby, they said, oh, yeah, but, you know, they're really not doing anything. You know, it's not a big deal. It's okay. And then another couple who are moving from California to another state, they said, no, they did not ask us. And if they had, we would have left right away. So eventually the manager comes up and I recorded the whole conversation and she says, yes, we are asking for your phone number for COVID contact tracing, because if there's an outbreak, we want to be able to tell you. To which I replied, but what if I don't want to know? And she said, well, then you can go to another restaurant. So then I later came back a couple hours later and I spoke to perhaps the general manager. And I told this gentleman all about what had happened and that I had a recording. And he said, no, we are not doing that. I don't know what you're talking about. And then the next morning or a few days later, I spoke to the owner and he said, and the owner has been around for a long time. Anyways, we know this restaurant is being very conservative, so it was very strange. But it turns out that the manager that told me about the how they were tracking us, she's not even a manager. So it was just one lie after another, and what a scam. So something's going on. I'm sure it's not just our area. These people are sneaking their way in and starting to change things, unbeknownst to their employers.
So, Lindley, what do you do when someone asks you for your phone number and you don't want to give it? What is your response? I'll tell you what mine is. You want to hear mine? Do you want to hear?
Okay.
Here's mine. I have a telephone number already made up and memorized in my head. So what's your phone number? You need my phone number? Yeah, we need your phone number. We can't do it without your phone number. Okay. 417-231-1734-100. 417-231-1734-100. Now, that's two digits too many, right? So just pick a phone number and commit it to memory so you use the same one all the time. You know, pick some company you don't like and give their phone number.
Well, you can add the two zeros and if they say... Excuse me, but I just have to say that the manager actually told me that I could even give a fake phone number. And then think about it. So now we're all going to be telling on each other, right? So if I don't like you, I'm going to give out your phone number. Okay, what is this world coming to?
Well, here's the problem. I had this discussion with Kathy off the air. And here's the problem. From the top, the CEO and his cronies, the cabal, they lie. They lie all the time. They say mask on, mask off, mask on, $50 fine for not having a mask. No, we didn't mean it. Yes, we did. So nobody knows what the truth is. So they lie. So what do you do if you're put in a box and you have to get the job done, whatever it is, and it requires your phone number? Well, I absolutely abhor lying, but they do it. They do it. And if I'm put in a box, I might just have to do it. I don't want to. I don't like it. But maybe there's no other alternative. And maybe when those people come to your door and say, y'all got the vaccine, right? Because we're building a database of all the people who are not vaccinated. Y'all got your vaccine? Maybe the answer is, I've gotten all my vaccines. That doesn't necessarily mean the COVID vaccine. We have a real problem, Lindley. And you're right. What do? Do we become a nation of liars? Well, we've already become that, right? Corporations lie to us all the time. 5 seconds, Lindley.
I think that the people are good, and I think our government needs to go.
No
questions to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.